Prayer for Holding On to God in Hard Times by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Rather, cling tightly to the Lord your God, as you have done until now. Joshua 23:8. Will these hard times we're going through ever end? If you've asked yourself this question lately, you're not alone. For many of us, life hasn't been easy in recent weeks, months, or even years. We know God's word makes it clear in John 16:33 that in this world we will have trouble. But when difficult circumstances happen one after another, we can get overwhelmed by the extended season of hard times. So what do we do when hard times hit one after the other with no end in sight? In his final words to the leaders of Israel, Joshua gave this command to God's chosen people. His words still speak truth to us as believers today. Rather, cling tightly to the Lord your God as you have done until now. Joshua 23:8. The Israelites were enjoying a time of rest in the land God had given them. Joshua's life on earth was nearing its end, so he encouraged God's people to cling to God in hard times. Joshua warned the people not to be distracted by other gods. He knew the temptation they would face, whether in this season of rest or in the heat of battle. They needed to be aware of the dangers of turning away, while also reassured of God's desire to fight for them. Joshua 23:10-11 says, "Each one of you will put to flight 1,000 of the enemy, for the Lord your God fights for you, just as he has promised. So be very careful to love the Lord your God." When we're in the midst of hard times, and we doubt how things could possibly work out, today's verse offers the answer we need. We can hold on to God, just as we've done in the past, and trust that he will be with us through it all. He is faithful. Let's cling tightly to God right now with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, it seems like everyone around me is experiencing hard times. We see discouraging news in our world and feel the effects in our homes, in our families, in our personal lives. We know we can hold on to you when circumstances overwhelm us, but we still struggle to find peace. Lord, help us feel your presence right now. We know you're faithful and ask for your comfort through these hard times. The kind of comfort that only your Holy Spirit can give. Let your words through Joshua seal permanently on our hearts today. We know there's hope and healing when we choose to cling tightly to you. Forgive us for being distracted by the things of this world. We can get pulled away from your loving arms without even realizing it. When we're in danger of turning away, help us to turn to your word instead. It'll be our constant and steadfast lamp to guide our path through hard times. We cling to you, Lord, today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith, offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David story now by texting David to 94878.